So, Chris, we're hearing some of these sounds from this recent expedition to Seymour Canal that NOAA did in November. What are we hearing here? Is sort of from what you've heard before in terms of whale songs. What are we listening to?
What these sounds are is a male singing, and it's basically an advertisement for mates. And it's a very famous whale vocalization, and it's probably one of the most complex animal vocalizations known. But we don't actually know who the intended audience is. So a male will sing a song that could take him 10 or 15 minutes to complete it. It has different verses, like we call them themes, actually, but different sections that have different qualities. And the whale will repeat that for a while and then go on to the next theme. And after 10 or 15 minutes, it comes up to the surface. And at that time, it gets really quiet. And then the whale will start again at the beginning of the song. And one thing that's really great about recordings made in Alaska, well, is that usually you can get a solo whale. You can hear one whale singing at a time. The whales primarily sing while they're in their breeding grounds. And so for Southeast Alaska humpbacks, that would be the Hawaiian Islands mainly. And in Hawaii, if you were to listen and make a recording underwater, what you would hear is a chorus of many males all at once. And, you know, one of them might not be the closest one, so you could just hear, you know, a chorus. Whereas when we've heard song in Alaska, you typically hear just one whale, and it'll sing for, you know, maybe an hour or two, and then it'll stop and probably go back to its normal feeding behavior that it would be mostly doing in Alaska.
So do you think that the whales that we're hearing in this recording from Seymour Canal are those similar songs that you hear from the males in Glacier Bay? And then again, are these songs the same songs that they're singing down in Hawaii, like the, or is it the previous year's song? Or?
Mm-hmm. That's an excellent question. At the beginning of the breeding season, the whales will all be singing the same song. And then over the course of the breeding season, so that's the winter in Hawaii, the males will slowly change and adopt changes in the song. So the song at the end of the winter is different than it was at the beginning. And you could hear that if you were just listening to recording. Then when they stop singing for the summer, the next fall or winter, they pick up where they left off. So they haven't forgotten where they left off the previous winter, and they start it there. And so if you compared a song recorded in Alaska, it would sound the most like last winter's breeding season song.
How do you know that this is like a mating call or a courtship call? Have you actually seen instances where this sort of they do this for a while and then all of a sudden a female shows up? Or
you've got really good questions.
Thanks.
let's see. That's kind of a multi-part question. So we're not really exactly sure who the audience is of a male's song. It doesn't seem to attract females over to the male. A male singer is typically alone and relatively stationary, and what you don't see is females coming right over and the male and the female pairing up and spending time together. Sometimes what you do see is another male will come over to the singer, and that causes the singer to stop. And then they swim somewhere together. And it's not clear whether how they're using that. So it's not clear whether the male is singing to maybe perhaps maintain a little territory around himself, or if somehow when those males join up, they're actually going to team up to find a female. So we're not really sure what happens. Well, we know that the singers are male because every one that's been identified has been found to be a male. And also, we think it's part of the breeding behavior because it happens primarily during the breeding season. And from the biology of the whales learned anatomically, we know that they breed seasonally. So it makes sense that this song would be part of what happens seasonally for them only. The underwater sound environment is a really important part of humpback whale habitat. And these beautiful recordings and this whale making use of these nice, quiet, ambient noise conditions kind of brings home how important that is to a whale to be able to use that underwater sound environment, part of its acoustic ecology.
Chris Gabriel, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you.